Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends, I've got something to guide us through the message here this morning. It's four true false questions. Well, you know I like to trick people, so yay. True false questions here, and it'll kind of format us. But my message is really based on Mark chapter 3. Okay, you may want to keep that handy. There's some shocking things here in Mark chapter 3 that might surprise you. All right, these questions, the first one here that we'll take a look at, and take an honest assessment with yourself on these questions. Really tough one right off the bat. Number one, you were born into a family. True or false? Anyone born hatched from an egg? Are we sure? No one hatched from an egg? All right. Isn't that amazing? Just a little simple thought. Everyone here was given a structure in a family. And the structures, if we were to ask the structures for each person here in the sanctuary, it would be different for each person. So the structure in my family, some of you know what it is. I grew up with mom, dad, two older sisters, and a brother. Baby brother scenario, okay? Now, in my family, I'm the father, of course, but father, mother, two older sisters, brother. Does that sound familiar? I'm in the same structure as what I grew up in. I don't have a lot of variety going on. I don't know. What? So, Alicia. Alicia, the family that she's been a part of is much different than mine. Her family goes like this. It's mom, dad. She was raised in this kind of structure. Mom, dad, four sisters, brother. Then, check this out, Alicia studied in Spain for a year and a half, and when she was in Spain, she lived for, I think, a little over a year with Onesima. Onesima was a 91-year-old grandmother. Alicia and Onesima lived together for over a year. That is an interesting structure of a family. Talk to her about that. Onesima would kill the pigeons and feed them to her when she was in Spain. It didn't sound all that fantastic. That was the structure she was in. Then Alicia lived a year in Mexico. And when she was in Mexico, her host family consisted of father, mother, sister, brother, and then Alicia. Okay? Structure. You're a part of a structure in some way. And we celebrate the structures God gives to us in special ways in the church, but not even in the church, on Mother's Day and on Father's Day, in the month of May and month of June. Boy, what a great thing it is to do, to thank God for the structure we've been given. Whether it's godparents or guardians or mothers or fathers, you've been placed in some sort of structure that has blessed you in your life. Jesus was born into a family. Who was in his family? I don't know if you caught it here, but in the text, Mark chapter 3, verse 21, it mentions his family. Isn't that an odd concept? Jesus' family showed up. We think they're in Capernaum at this moment. So what is that about? Do you know who is in Jesus' family? Now, I know that in the Christmas program, obviously, it's Mary and Joseph, of course. Was there anybody else? Well, if you flip just a few pages in Mark's gospel, there's one verse that shares some pretty in-depth information. Someone comes up to Jesus or to the authorities and says this: "Is this Jesus, the carpenter, the son of Mary, whose brothers are James and Joseph and Jude and Simon? Are not his sisters also right here?" Whoa! So when you put all those pieces together, and there's a couple other references in the New Testament, you can kind of put together Jesus' nuclear family. And this is the traditional teaching of the church. I don't know if you ever thought about this. This is the teaching. Jesus was born into a family with a mother and father, Mary and Joseph. We know that. Yes, of course. But then the thought is that Joseph died. He's not mentioned in any of the Gospels after Jesus' birth, pretty much, once when Jesus is 12 years old. But Joseph falls off the radar. The thought is Joseph died, Mary remarried, okay? And from that marriage came James and Joseph and Jude and Simon and a bunch of sisters. Isn't that wild? And we also think, it's safe to say this, that Jesus was the oldest sibling, had a bunch of half-siblings, And he took the trade of his father. The oldest son would have done this in the culture. That's why he's called the carpenter. I just say all this to say Jesus was born into a family. Now, there's one little thing with that, just advanced nugget here. The Roman Catholic Church doesn't see it that way. They will say in Mark chapter 6, verse 3, that those were cousins. Those were cousins or relatives, and Mary was a perpetual virgin. That's the official teaching of the Roman Catholic Church. But the evidence that we have, not just from the Bible, but outside writings, Jesus had a family, had half-brothers. That's pretty amazing. And they were outsiders of his ministry. They weren't really involved on day-to-day activities. Now let's go to the second question here. True or false, personal thing. Your family has drama. Your family has a history, some good and some not so good. Your family has tangled relationships. All right, some of you are sitting next to your family and you're turning red right now. Okay, I can see it. Hey, you know what the thing is that's true. It's true.